This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
When they had conversations with Aaron Rodgers about what the future would look like, if you're going to be part of this team, you're going to attend all of the training camp, you're not going to do Pat McAfee interviews anymore. If you were to stay here, here's how we would want it to be. So this to me is Aaron Glenn getting control back.
It's Diane Rossini from earlier in the week on the changes with the Jets. As we get ready to talk to Connor Rogers on the Western Hotline, Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Connor of NBC Sports, Jets pre and post game, and he's on the Western Hotline. Connor, good morning. Thanks for taking some time today.
Good morning, guys. No problem. How you doing?
Good. You know, Diane Rossini right there on the split between the Jets and Aaron Rodgers. It sure does sound like an organization that in hiring Aaron Glenn, they might have wanted to do exactly this, which was wrench back the narrative, wrench back control, or at least the belief that they are, you know, not just operating at the whim of a star quarterback, but instead trying to be a kind of a big boy organization again.
Yeah, I think that's the right read on it. I think it's hard to keep a guy like Aaron Rodgers, unless he's playing at an incredibly high level, when you're trying to establish a totally new culture, new mindset, new DNA. And, you know, the Jets really didn't have any of those things under the previous coaching staff. They were kind of a rudderless ship. It was really the Aaron Rodgers experience. And, you know, it felt like some of the things he came in with, you know, made it that way. And some of the things Robert Saleh and eventually Jeff Ulbrich and Joe Douglas even allowed kind of let it get that way. And I think Glenn and the new GM, Darren Mooji, even though this is Glenn's organization now, kind of saw it and said, listen, it's just not going to work that way. If we want to come in and establish things our way, it feels like that could become a game of tug of war. And that's really the underlying factor. I can't stress this other part enough. Financially, if they kept Aaron Rodgers this year and they weren't reworking the contract, the cap ramifications into 2026 and beyond would have just been catastrophic compared to what they're dealing with now, where they can kind of eat the cap hit into two different years, and it's relatively manageable in this salary cap world. So I think Rodgers just simply wasn't good enough anymore to justify all of those things.
Did it take, you think, ownership? I mean, for any of these, I'm sure it would have, but ownership signing off on calling it quits on this? Or do you feel like maybe by the time last season ended that Woody Johnson and whoever is at the top of the organization might have just been done anyway?
I think they had a lean on the latter part, but this is something they talked about when they interviewed everybody. They brought this up. They asked plenty of candidates, like, hey, you know, how would you handle the situation if you had the big chair? And it was something they were fascinated by, you know, the thought process of the candidates that were interviewing for these jobs of how they would handle it. Because the Jets know, especially Woody at the top, that they've fallen victim to being, you know, a little bit tunnel vision, stuck in their own world, and they wanted to kind of see outside thoughts. And they interviewed a ton of people, as everybody knows, for both GM and head coach. So they had a good idea of who they were hiring, how they would handle this, and this has been discussed for a really, really long time. But I think at the end of the day, if who they hired really wanted to keep Rodgers, I think there was going to have to be a lot of things talked through with ownership and with him directly, and that was, of course, reworking the contract. I don't know how much Rodgers' media obligations ultimately played into this. I'm sure they don't love it, because when things are going bad and the Jets had a really bad season, those things don't really help. I think some guys in the locker room probably look around and go like, man, like, do we need this right now? So I'm sure those things, supplement the problems. But, yeah, they seem to kind of make up their mind. But they did give the GM and head coach full autonomy to make this decision on their own.
Making this decision is, one to start a direction change. Connor, how much of a rebuild, tear down, how drastic will it be? They've got the 7th pick. A 5-12 season's pretty bad. Is it going to be bring in a different veteran and try to get things going? Because there are pretty good pieces on this team. Or is it about, stripping it?
Yeah, they're not going to do that, as far as I can tell, because that would mean, to me at least, contemplating the thought of trading at least one of Sauce Gardner or Garrett Wilson. Like, if you're going to strip it and rebuild it, what you do is you try to get future assets, for anyone that you possibly can. And the Jets just don't view themselves as that. I don't think they view it as, hey, we're going to go spend all the money in free agency and we're going to trade all our picks to try to get Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward, and we think we're going to win next year. I think you can kind of hang around in the middle a little bit while you're getting your feet under you. I wouldn't be shocked if they add a veteran quarterback in free agency, so they have Tyrod Taylor and a veteran quarterback going into this camp, which I know is uninspiring, right? Like, the Jets are not going to be a top flight or even middle pack of the league quarterback room, and that's just an issue that they understood when they were moving on from Rodgers. But they feel like the rest of the roster can help them start to establish what they want to be on the defensive side of the ball, especially getting Jermaine Johnson back. It'll be interesting to see what they do with Jamie and Sherwood in free agency in the middle of the field at linebacker for them. They're going to let DJ Reed walk in free agency, so they'll have one of the three corner spots open. But offensively, like, they have their guys from left tackle all the way to right guard. That's a really, really young group across four. We'll see if they bring back Morgan Moses at right tackle. They want Garrett Wilson here for a really long time. Obviously, you have your three running backs in this backfield, headlined by Breece Hall. They need a tight end. They obviously need another player at quarterback. But, yeah, I think they're comfortable with going with a bridge option this year, seeing what happens, and setting up a good team for when the day comes that they do have a young quarterback under center, because for so long they've done it the opposite way, where they've had a young quarterback under center walking into a bad situation where they had to be the savior, and that's why it never worked for any of these guys, whether it was Geno Smith, Sam Darnold, Zach Wilson, and they had their own faults in those eras, but the Jets didn't help those guys either.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Connor Rogers with us. Also the co-host of the NFL Stock Exchange podcast, which is a great listen. I would definitely recommend it during draft season. So would you then, with that being said, it's funny, like I was kind of almost half kidding about Taylor Tyrod being the starter for the Jets this year, but maybe there's a real chance of that. Do you feel like it's definitely a veteran though that will go with them? Would you like rule out them picking a quarterback at 7 or even moving up for one right now?
I'd be really surprised. I'd never say never because the draft always has a few surprises, but the supply just doesn't really match up for a team like that unless they're convinced that Cam Ward, who I like, unless they're convinced Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders, who I don't even think I would take Shedeur Sanders at 7, to be honest with you, and he won't be there anyway. Unless they're convinced one of those guys is the answer to the point where you're trading – say 3 1s, like your current one and your next 2 1s, to go up to number 1 overall to take them, and that'd be really surprising with a new regime. Then I don't see them doing that, and then you kind of find yourself in the middle where, say, they take Jackson Dart or Will Howard or Kyle McCord or whoever it may be on day 2. Those guys aren't going to start out of the gate. Like that's not realistic at all to expect from that. So Tyrod's money is guaranteed. He was really, really loved in that locker room last year. The thing with Tyrod is nobody in the organization or really in the NFL, they don't think he can't play. That's not the question. Like, can you get middle of the pack quarterback play from Tyrod? Which every time he comes in to play for a team, that seems to be fine, even as recently as with the Giants. The problem is, can he stay healthy? Because he typically can't. So I think that's why you probably need another veteran quarterback where you'd need 2 bridge guys almost in this situation. And then you could still draft a young guy later on. You're not going to do that at 7, but you could still do that later on, see what you have in him, and you kind of put your foot forward that way. So, like I said, it'll probably be lacking. The Jets have gone for flash at quarterback over the last couple of years. Zach Wilson at 2, the big trade for Aaron Rodgers. It feels like they are going to go the complete opposite direction this offseason, barring a huge surprise.
Connor Rogers on the Western Hotline. Connor, before we let you go, Four Nations, you digging it?
Oh, it's amazing. What do you guys think?
I love it. It's exceeded expectations. You know, we've dubbed it a Four Nations Friday. It's been great.
I think everybody was, not everybody, but people were like, I don't know. It's not the Olympics. It's the 4 teams because it's an NHL event and they need to fill the rosters. And then all of a sudden you see Jack Hughes and Austin Matthews on the same line, and you see the Tkachuks together. Mind you, I'm a huge Rangers fan, so like I'm always rooting against these guys, and now you're rooting for them. And Canada-Sweden was awesome in overtime the other night. Like, it's just, I think why it's so good, guys, besides you get to see what we haven't seen before, which is always really, really fun, is that I think it's really even. I know the USA ran away with it in the third period last night, but I think Finland's got they have loaded at forward. Like, I think every single game is going to be really, really good, at least for the first 2 periods.
Yeah, I agree. I do have one more thing for Connor here, because he also does the fantasy football happy hour.
Oh, okay.
And Connor, I am a crazy person enough that I have a draft tomorrow. So,
oh my God.
I don't know that you're going to be able to tell me early enough like who I should pick at 13. But I'm almost wondering just who the number 1 pick is at this point. This league is supposed to be nuts, by the way. It's not, you know, it's meant to be a February draft.
So is this a rookie draft or a total redraft?
No, it's total redraft. So you would pick rookies not knowing what team they're going to be on,
right?
Which is going to make it more risky. But yeah, I'm like,
oh man.
I mean, the top pick is who? I mean, you probably have not thought about this question one time yet.
I'm sure
I'm the first.
We actually on Radio Row we brought it up briefly because we were kind of just kicking it around with the season Saquon had, like. Is it the year where everybody's so trying to be risk averse and be careful about taking a running back number 1 overall, no matter how good they are?
Yeah.
I think the first 3 picks will be Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, Saquon Barkley. I don't know the exact order. I would guess that order.
Yeah.
Depending on your scoring settings, of course, as well. But I think that's ultimately how it's going to go. I tried to get into a best ball draft this week as well because I'm insane like you, just to kind of see how it goes, like a $10 play. It didn't fill yet, but I'm just fascinated to see how things go. That's why I want to get one in the tank here.
Yeah, I just want to know what it feels like when Bucky Irving is the first player I draft in a fantasy draft, because that might be tomorrow.
Or Ashton Jeanty, honestly.
Sure.
A guy that has not played an NFL snap. That's where we're at right now.
Yeah. Connor Rogers of NBC Sports and Jets Pre and Post and everything else as well, the fantasy football co-host of the NFL Stock Exchange. He does everything. Connor, thanks so much for taking some time for us.
Oh, great talking to you guys. Have a good one.
You too. Ashton Jeanty. Listen, I would love to have Bucky Irving.
Bucky Irving's going to be...
I'd love to have Bucky Irving.
He's going to be awesome. Just look, one early ranking, he was ranked as the 7th running back for this coming fantasy season.
Where's James Cook?
We haven't talked James Cook today.
That was the first time he said his name. It's right. Sal had an interesting question about Cook yesterday that I want to bring up before we get out of here today.
13th. Just behind one spot behind Chase Brown.
Listen, Chase,
of the Bengals.
Chase Brown impressed me last year. I thought he's pretty good.
Yep. Yeah, he did.
All right. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. We got some stuff coming up still for you. It's a Four Nations Friday. The U.S. and
see,
Canada.
Everyone loves it. Everyone's loving the Four Nations. How could you not love it?
What's not to love?
It's awesome. I can't. Tomorrow, I hope, is going to meet expectations. Tomorrow's going to, like, give me 8-7 with brawls and everything. Come on. It's fun to root for a hockey team that's actually good.
Yes, it is.
And it is, like, I agree with our caller from earlier. I am enjoying rooting for Eichel again. And I'm not really, I was wondering, would I have a problem? Like, would it be weird or would I struggle with it? Like, I'm not really struggling with it at all. He was right about everything.
Yeah.
So I guess for me personally, I have nothing left to hate him for. I did not like what he said after they played the Sabres the first time. I think I've well gotten over that, though.
Sure. He was emotional. Does it? He was treated, you know, like a big, big villain and scapegoated a lot.
He was a pretty big baby after that game, though.
Sure, right. He deserved whatever. It's water under the bridge. All right, we'll get a break in. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us on WGR.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.